Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. And Jordan, we're going to wrap up this week's commentary with a look at the precious metals sector. And it's actually quite hard to come up with something new, I think, for precious metals, because just look at where gold has been. Surprise, surprise, it's pretty much closing this week right around 1800, and it's been pretty much right at 1800, give or take $50 to $60 for, I don't know, well over a year now. And you can make the argument that there's still a little bit of a downward bias, but again, really, it's this sideways grinding motion. The Bollinger Bands are tightening. Volume has decreased a little bit. There's just this aspect that it seems like everyone's waiting for. Is gold going to break down? Is gold going to break higher? And it ties in a lot with what the Fed is going to do, because you would think that as the Fed hikes rates, well, that should hurt gold. But we've also heard from many analysts that in the past, gold rebounds, does quite well when the Fed starts hiking rates. I personally think it's all about when the Fed changes course away from those rate hikes, and we don't know how long the Fed is going to get through with any rate hikes. Overall, though, Jordan, are you seeing anything in this chart? What are your thoughts on gold and this seemingly magnet at 1800?
Yeah, Corey. You know, one thing I'm looking at with gold is it's kind of had a weak uptrend, you could say. It hasn't been impulsive. So it's been slowly grinding higher. You could say it's been making higher lows since that mini double bottom in at the end of Q1 in 2021. Obviously, it's trading in that triangle, but I am increasingly confident that gold is going to break down. I know a couple weeks ago I was pretty optimistic in our interview in the middle of the week, and then gold, you know, completely gave all those gains back. But I don't like the action that I see, particularly in the stocks. I know the stocks are really oversold, but looking at like SILJ, for example, and GDXJ, they look to me like they are about, I don't want to say fall off a cliff, but they look to me like they're, you know, we could see some sharp losses. I mean, that would make sense, because if gold is going to break down out of that triangle and drop and, you know, maybe go, maybe test the 40-month moving average, which we've talked about, which is, I think it's around 1640 or 1650. If that were to happen, obviously the stocks would get hit pretty hard. And if we look at a lot of the major bottoms in the stocks going back 20 years, in the 2 or 3 months before that bottom, there's always some accelerated sell-off. And, you know, and that's also, I mean, we've talked about it before, that's happened around the time they start hiking rates. I mean, the last three cycles, there's been a pretty big sell-off in the last 2 months before they start hiking rates. So I'm just worried about the sector right now, worried about the action. And I think gold is going to break down. Now, that being said, I am extremely bullish, super extremely bullish, and I will be, you know, publicly voicing those table pounding opinions, you know, after this breakdown, if it comes to pass.
Well, Jordan, it seems like this lines up with what we have talked about a number of times, that we are going to see a pullback in the precious metal sector prior to the rate hiking cycle starting, and that it will bottom around when the rate hiking cycle gets, you know, kicked off. Let me just play the devil's advocate, though, and just ask you, what if we didn't see that? What if things stay in this weird sideways channel and don't really do much going into the rate hiking cycle? Would you see that move then during the rate hiking cycle to be more muted because we didn't get the pull down going into it? Like if we just trend sideways and they start hiking rates, would that actually be a negative for the precious metals to surge higher?
Well, it depends on so many different factors. So I'll try to cover them as briefly as possible. I mean, if we look at, you know, the 70s and 80s and also the mid 2000s, that 04 to 06 cycle, when you had rising inflation and rising inflation expectations, you know, gold performed well. It rose alongside of interest rates, short term and long term. In this cycle, it's my view that inflation has already peaked and that statistically inflation is going to come down. And if that's the case, then during that type of cycle, gold doesn't perform as well in the middle of that cycle. If you look at the past three cycles, for example, gold made a significant bottom in all three, or in not the mid-2000s one, but I think it was 99 and 20, end of 2015, gold made a significant bottom when they started hiking, and then it had a decent rebound. But then it fizzled out while they were in the middle of the cycle. And then the real catalyst was when they stopped hiking. So, I mean, my view now is I think we're going to see a breakdown, and gold is going to bottom, you know, around the time the Fed executes the first hike. You know, maybe it'll be a couple weeks after, but I see that playing out. And then it's interesting because I don't think the cycle is going to last that long. When you look at the yield curve, you look at financial conditions, the Fed doesn't have a lot of room to tighten. I saw a statistic where I think in past Fed cycles, they started hiking when the difference between the tens and twos was 115 basis points. Now it's only 60. So they're way behind. You know, maybe they'll do a 50-point hike at this meeting, but they're way behind where they should be. And I think at some point this year, they're going to have to stop hiking. And so, but I will say this, I think gold having these big rebounds after they do the first hike, it's also a function of it sells off so dramatically right before they do the hike. So if there's no sell-off and gold just kind of goes sideways while they start hiking, I don't see gold moving up aggressively in that environment. I mean, the catalysts for gold are two this year. I mean, number one, it breaks down out of this triangle. We get a big sell-off into a major bottom. Then that aligns with the history of you get this big rebound after the first hike. And the second catalyst would be the Fed stopping, you know, pausing or moving to rate cuts later this year. And maybe that's accompanied by some form of fiscal stimulus. The Fed starting hikes, in my opinion, that's the first catalyst, provided gold breaks down right before that. That's the cat. If you look at the historical rebounds, that's the catalyst that'll get gold back to, you know, 1950, 2000. Maybe it'll retest the all-time high based on that. But the catalyst for gold to really break out is going to be, you know, the Fed having to go back to cuts, and, you know, perhaps there's some kind of fiscal stimulus coming. You know, maybe the S&P has another leg down later in the year where it becomes a, you know, a real bear market. Those are that second catalyst, I think, to me is what will get that massive breakout going. So I hope that covers most of what you asked.
In summary, really, we haven't seen a big breakdown or pullback in gold heading into these rate hikes. Who knows? Maybe February, maybe this month will be that big pullback. And on the flip side of that, we're waiting for the Fed to switch course away from rate hikes. Even though they're not hiking yet, the fact of the matter is when they switch course, then that obviously can lead to a lot of people saying, oh, maybe things are worse than some would like to think, or that the Fed would like us to believe. How do U.S. markets tie into all this, Jordan? Because in all fairness, it seems like when the Fed will be forced to stop hiking rates, probably because the market has crashed. So does that mean gold and the markets are going to go down together in your eyes?
Well, the U.S. markets tie in. If we get a 20% or a 25% correction / bear market, where the policymakers will have to stop hiking rates, Congress will have to do another fiscal stimulus. I mean, that is, again, that's the catalyst for gold breaking out and running to 3,000 and so on. I mean, if the S&P holds up here and it doesn't go down that much more, then that would be negative for gold because the Fed would be able to continue hiking rates. But I don't see that. I think they're going to have to. I'm not like some gold guys who are saying, you know, they're going to have to stop. It's going to be one and done or two and done. I think, you know, maybe they could hike. I'd probably guess three times, give or take one, before they're going to have to stop, because, you know, financial conditions are tightening. The yield curve is diving towards zero. So, those are important factors, along with the stock market, of course. I mean, if there's nothing more than like a 12 or 15% decline in the stock market, then, you know, and the stock market is able to rally and make a new high later in the year, I mean, that obviously would be negative for gold. I mean, we've talked about that before. Gold cannot break out in that type of environment.
Well, Jordan, I know that you also track the U.S. dollar, and sometimes it's seen as either a tailwind or a headwind to the precious metals and the commodity sector. I mean, what do you think of the dollar right now? And will that play a factor as well as these rate hike cycles start? If the dollar was to roll over, would that boost the precious metals? If the dollar was to strengthen, would that pressure the precious metals? What do you think about the relationship of the dollar to the precious metals?
Well, typically gold leads the dollar. So I'm not taking my cues for gold from the dollar. Historically, the dollar tends to peak when the Fed starts hiking rates. So the dollar, I think, will make some kind of peak here at the end of March. The question is it going to be a major peak or just an interim peak where, you know, it peaks at 98 or 99 or 100 or whatever, and then it just declines 5 or 6 points and then goes back up after that? I'm not really sure, but I think given that, you know, I'm very confident that gold is going to put in some kind of a major bottom here in the next couple months. And so the dollar, to me, I'm less concerned about that, because if you look at major lows in gold, the major lows usually occur before the dollar makes a major peak. So the fact that gold leads the dollar, that just leaves me less concerned with the dollar right now. But my view is that the dollar will peak. It'll put in some type of peak when the Fed executes its first rate hike.
Okay, Jordan, we'll wrap it up here. A lot of predictions as to what's going to happen when these rate hikes start. I think we're all in agreement that the rate hikes are going to start in March, so we don't have that long to wait. Boy, oh boy, I honestly can't wait for the rate hikes to start and see what the market reaction is and hear all the commentary around it, because, oh, it's going to be a lot to talk about, and I think we're also going to get some swings to catch people off guard, but it all comes down to how many rate hikes the Fed will get, and we don't know. We don't know what the market reaction is going to be, and we actually don't know where some of this data is going to go, but boy, oh boy, it's fun looking into that, because especially when you're looking at something like the gold price, hasn't done anything for a long time, so some sort of movement would, I guess, give us something a bit more to talk about. Jordan, thank you, as always, for your time. I hope you have a great weekend. We'll chat again next week, and yeah, again, thanks again for taking time with us.